The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Carl Smithson, Executive Director of Hamac Gold, HAMA is ticker. Carl, thanks for joining me.
Morning, Justin. Good to talk again.
Yeah, and you recently listed this week, so very exciting, you know, point in the journey here. But before we get into a bit more detail on the company, just give us a brief summary, if you could, Carl, as to what Hamac Gold is all about, please.
Well, Hamac Gold is a new company that's formed, based focused on Liberia, gold exploration. It's very early stage, but with great potential for early stage discoveries going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And your co-founder is Amra Kamra. How did you meet Amra, and why did you decide to list in London?
Yeah, well, I've met Amra a good few years ago. I've been working in Liberia for many years myself, as you may or may not know. So we came across each other. We've done another joint venture on diamonds in Liberia. But Amra also was holding quite a number of gold licenses. So we came to an agreement. So we co-founded a sort of SPV, if you like, in the BVI. We've transferred these gold licenses into that SPV, and we've come to the London main market now and raised a bit of money to start the exploration.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned that you started exploration, early stage, is it? So where are you at exactly right now?
Yeah. No, seriously, it's very early stage, right at the beginning, to be honest with you. We've obviously got our CPR. We've done some initial geological work and mapping. We know that the geology is there in terms of good gold geology, greenstone belts, a lot of artisanal diggings. We've got field teams really active right now on license areas, doing the first phase of sampling, and we'll get some results in the very near future.
Yeah, so just looking at it on a wider sort of remit here, so Liberia itself, I know very little about Liberia. What's it like working there, the jurisdiction, as for mining and just generally, you know, working there?
Yeah, like I said, I've been there for many years, mainly on diamonds, but now on gold. I'm very comfortable with the place. It's a small country in the hub of West Africa. It's a free market economy, so really based on the US model, if you like. It's got very good laws, attractive new mining code, and a very friendly government that want to help. And certainly they've helped Hamac take this first step forward.
Yeah, and like you say, it's very early stage, but what's the geology like, you know, in your area, licenses, in particular, what's it like there?
Yeah, well, West Africa is renowned for gold, you know, but more traditionally in sort of places like, let's say, Ghana, Burkina Faso, Mali, so on and so forth, you know, but this geology extends actually into parts of Liberia, certainly in the center and the west, center and east of Liberia, and that's where our predominantly our licenses are. But Liberia has pretty much been underexplored, under the radar for a long time, and you know, the pioneers that have gone in there sort of let's say 10 years or so ago, Hummingbird is one. It's an AIM listed company, of course. And there was another AIM listed company called Avacero, Africanora. These have made discoveries, and they're mining their discoveries now, so you know, hopefully we can follow that success path.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. And talk about gold generally. I mean, you know, it does seem to me it's a very bullish environment for gold, you know, but what's your thoughts? I mean, I'm assuming you think of the same.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you could argue for the wrong reasons, you know, with obviously the geopolitical issues at play right now, but obviously that does impact positively on gold prices. But, you know, generally the world as well, coming out of the COVID crisis, as you know, as well as high inflationary environment, and typically that's always been positive for gold. So, you know, we're obviously you know, benefiting of that that you know, that pricing of gold. But you know, we've got a long way to go, but as I say, you know, it's all about exploration and making a success of our exploration, and hopefully the gold price will help us you know get the company sort of moving up that value curve.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, with the inflation and money printing and all that stuff, yeah, I don't see how gold can't rally. I mean, on a technical level, it's dying to break that $2,000 mark, and I think it will do it. So, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, but, yeah. Okay, Carl, if you could, on the front page of Vox, there are 10 companies that are most followed. To get on that list, of course, people have to hit the follow button on your page. If you could, give us three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add you to their watch list, please.
Yeah, sure. Well, like I say, we're an exploration company, but you know, we've got the right geology and the right jurisdiction. You know, our teams are fantastic. We'll certainly have some fast track exploration success. And, you know, I think we've come to market at a very low valuation, certainly compared to a lot of peer companies out there regionally speaking. And as I say, with some fair wind and exploration success behind us, that valuation will certainly grow.
Excellent stuff. Carl, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks a lot.
Yep, cheers, Justin. Thanks. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.